marble, then, you know, more power to you. I have never done it myself.
Yeah, it teach their own. Yeah.
Mostly because I don't know where to check to see if I won.
Stick around, everybody. Good stuff coming up for you in the next hour on The Morning Show at WFHR.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 13.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We're expecting more hostages to be released in the Middle East on this fifth day of an extended ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Correspondent Holly Williams has our top story from Tel Aviv.
This morning, Hamas told CBS News it's hoping to negotiate a new deal to release not just women and children, but also male hostages and Israeli soldiers. By Israel's count, around 170 hostages are still being held in the Gaza Strip.
CBS's Nancy Cordes has more from the White House.
So far, just one American, 4-year-old Abigail Moore-Edan, has been released, and that's been disappointing for White House officials who were originally optimistic that two American women would also be freed in the first 4 days of this pause. Now, they say they're still hopeful that those women will be among the 20 women and children released today and tomorrow, now that the pause has been extended by at least 2 days.
That extended ceasefire, negotiated by Qatar and supported by the U.S., will also allow more aid trucks into Gaza. More unwelcome news for a Wall Street Journal reporter detained in Russia. A court there has extended Evan Gershkovich's prison stay for a third time, now until at least January 30th. He was taken into custody almost 8 months ago and accused of espionage. The Journal calls the accusations against him categorically false. New developments in the investigation into those deadly wildfires on Maui in August. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti has learned the state attorney general has issued subpoenas.
Sources told us some Maui County officials are being what they called uncooperative. One subpoena was served to the emergency management department, where radio communications that could have saved lives were seemingly not being monitored at the time of the fire. A second subpoena was also issued to the Department of Water Supply. This may be tied to a probe looking into why Lahaina's fire hydrants lost pressure.
Former clients will be able to face Alec Murdoch in court in South Carolina today and watch as he's sentenced to 27 years in prison for stealing money they'd been awarded in legal cases. The disgraced attorney is already serving life with no chance of parole for murdering his wife and one of their sons. It's not just U.S. football.
Ronaldo! What a run that was, and what a header.
New research from Columbia University, presented at a meeting of the Radiological Society of North America, finds a measurable decline in brain function and microstructure among soccer players who hit the ball with their heads frequently. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. American consumers tell a new poll they prefer buying American-made products. This year's Made in America Holiday Gift Guide aims to help. Scott Paul is president of the Alliance for American Manufacturing.
A lot of people don't know where to look for Made in America gifts, and having something that's curated makes that task a little bit easier.
This year's guide features 7 Wisconsin companies, including Cobra Head Garden Tools and Door County Candle Company. It's Charity Fraud Awareness Week. Consumer protection officials say you should ask solicitors for their names, addresses, and phone numbers. You should also ask how much of your donation will be used to actually help people. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The FDA expands cantaloupe recalls after salmonella infections double in just a week. Here's Brittany Merlot.
Nearly 100 people in 32 states have gotten sick from the contaminated fruits. Arizona, Missouri, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Ohio have the highest number of cases. 2 people have died of the infections in Minnesota, and 45 people are hospitalized nationwide. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration's original recall included Malachita brand whole cantaloupe, Vineyard brand pre-cut cantaloupe, and Aldi whole cantaloupe and pre-cut fruit products, Rudy brand whole cantaloupes and freshness guaranteed brand and Racetrack brand pre-cut cantaloupes joined the list on Friday. Health officials say anyone who bought the recalled fruits should throw them away and wash surfaces that touched them with hot, soapy water or in a dishwasher.
Illness can start 6 hours to 6 days after eating food contaminated with salmonella. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 23 this afternoon, under overcast skies, southwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Teen tonight, overcast. Tomorrow, high of 37. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 5 above.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we are welcoming into our studio new friends of ours, Milton and Christine Ellison from World Escape Travel. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here, you guys. Appreciate the time from both of you. You guys are new chamber members, and as new chamber members, we bring you on the air when you got to put up with me for a couple of minutes here, but we appreciate you doing that. new business here in town. Always like to support local, buy local, encourage people to do that. We don't always get to talk to people that help people travel, though. I am a gypsy. I am a, like, literally in my DNA. I love to travel. I did not ask you guys to come in just though. I can make a trip to Italy, though. Although we'll talk afterwards. We'll talk off air. We'll talk about that. We'll figure that out. Guys, let's talk about the business and explain to the community what you guys do. I don't know. Milton, do you want to take the lead on this? Do you want to explain what you guys do over there at World
Travel? Christine take the lead on this. She's the main travel expert.
Exactly where I was going to go. Christine, if you would, Christine, if you wouldn't mind, what do you do over at World Escape Travel?
We mainly help families, couples, you know, general travel. Like I said, we just booked 5 people to Seoul, Korea in January, so we're thrilled to see how their vacation turns out to be. I always grew up wanting to be a travel agent, and I finally got that, so I love helping planning people's trips and et cetera. Yeah. Even if it's just a simple family vacation somewhere, it doesn't have to be Jamaica. It doesn't have to be anything overboard. It can be simple.
Yeah, you know, Christine, you said that, and I felt a bit of that. I there's something exciting about traveling in general, but the idea of helping people plan an event, plan a travel and everything, I could see as that something that, you know, as a lifetime dream. I could see that as something that you'd want to do and everything. It's a cool job. It's a cool, passionate thing to be able to be a part of. But this, it sounds like this is something that it took some time to build.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you guys were working on this for quite a while to get to this point, it sounds like.
Well, we've been a little with our business a little over a year type thing, so it takes time to build it, but we're excited to plan many more vacation places for people.
When it comes to, let's take me as an example. I want to go to Italy. I've never been out of the country, though, and I'm nowadays there's so much stuff online. Oh, I could just do this online. Well, I've looked into this, and it's very difficult to do by yourself if you don't know what you're doing and everything. There's a reason why we have travel agents. You guys know what you're doing. You're able to help people out. So I come to you. I don't have a passport, but I just want to go somewhere. I just want to take off and everything.
We also are equipped to get passports for people that don't have one. We have more insights than most people do. If you go online, you know, you get the basic stuff online.
Yeah,
but we can actually help you through that basic stuff and more. We can show gift packages of different events through your travel, like excursions and stuff like that. In most places, you can't find online on yourself, so we got good deals and et cetera.
There's a there's so many little things that I think we don't think about, especially if you haven't traveled a lot. Okay, I'm going to Italy, but how am I going to get around when I get there? Where do I find a rental place, or where am I going to stay, or so many of these things. And nowadays, so many of us like to go online and do it yourself and a lot of this.
Yeah, I'd like to say this, too. We also do events and concerts, so if you're traveling and going somewhere, you see an event or a concert you want to go to, we can set that up too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I want to get more to that in a second here, Milton. When it comes to the destination and helping people get there and know what to do when they get there and those things, you guys have more of an insight than most do.
We do, actually. We get them, they get them to the airport. We can get them customized, like normal taxi cabs. Mm-hmm. We can get them, you know, more luxury things. We can actually get it booked in with the travel. So when you get to the airport, okay, I just got to find a spot here, and I get to go. They'll take you right to the hotel. Some hotels actually equipped where they come get you and bring you back to the hotel.
That's pretty sweet.
That's also can be arranged, too.
Yeah, yeah. And Milton, to your point about, you know, an event, that's what pulls people a lot of times in traveling. And when it comes to world travel or, you know, travel even in the state here or just around the country here or something, being able to help people to different events. So I go to you, and I've got to see Dolly Parton in concert. She's going to be performing. I want to see this event. I just come to you, and I just, with the event, you can help orchestrate some of the logistics of that.
Exactly. We can do NHL, hockey, any type of sporting events. We can all include that in concerts. Travel plans.
Milton, have you done your homework in knowing that I'm a hockey guy? Did you use hockey as a, because that was a great reference right there by you.
That I did not know, but we can do that too.
See, that's how good they are over there at World Escape Travel, everybody. Milton didn't even know me, he knew hockey right away. Like, that's how good they are over there. When it comes to group events too, that is something that you guys can help with. If we have we're a little away from wedding season, but next year or anything, wedding events are often events to bring a whole group out, or you and a bunch of your family are traveling. That can get a little hectic, the logistics of that. You guys can help people kind of orchestrate that a little bit better, correct?
We have vendors that actually take over and can be a wedding planner in the wedding thing.
Oh, right.
So it's just like we have, like I said, a lot of things that most people go online, they can't get. We have options for that.
And if I may, I think one of the biggest things that you all offer is, you know, comfort, is the idea of traveling's hectic. Like even a trip you were looking forward to all year and you're excited about, packing, all the different things that you are on your plate, your checklist that you have to do, there is a lot to do. Having an extra set of hands to help with that goes a long way.
Yeah, we want everybody to be comfortable and relaxed when they get there, not all stressed out because they don't know what they're going to do when they get there.
Yeah. This really takes a lot of that hecticness out of their hands and everything. Is there anything else that we haven't really covered? I wanted to touch on cruises. You guys also do cruises and things like that, helping people get in those. Since the pandemic, there's been a rise of people wanting to do more cruises in these things.
We got quite a few vendors that are cruises. We also do. Specialize in mostly Disney ones, but I do other ones too.
Very cool.
And don't forget about them train vacations. We do those too.
I wanted to get to that. So my favorite way to travel is by train. I love traveling by train. There's nothing like it. If you've never done it before, I don't care if you're just going a couple, a town over, take it. It's worth the travel. It's such a fun way. That is a unique thing to offer. I don't see a lot of companies like yourselves having that as something to offer. Was that something you guys intended to do when you started this company?
With our basic travel partner, they offer like three or four different train vendors that we can go through that will actually help you book a trip.
That is pretty cool. I like that. That is awesome. We were talking in our pregame a little bit about your website. I want to encourage people to check out worldescapetravel.net, worldescapetravel.net. You have a partner company you work with? I want to mention them.
Yeah, a partner company that we had to partner with to become online travel agents is IntelliTravel.
Yeah. And that certainly one of those sites, reputable and helps, I imagine, you guys doing the job that you're doing. So that's a cool partnership, right?
Just a quick thing about IntelliTravel. They've been in business since 1991, and they have won several Magellan Awards over the years. If anybody don't know what a Magellan Award is, it's like the Emmys, it's like the Oscars. MTV Awards. It's a big reward.
Yeah, they just won it again this year.
That's really cool. That I've heard of this award in part because it's one of the coolest named awards ever. It's a great name. It's a great name for an award. It's a great award to get as well. If people have follow-up questions, they want to know a little bit more about your guys' business and want to, you know, make some plans with you guys and book something with you guys, how can they get in touch with you? What is the best way to reach you all?
They can contact us through worldescapetravel.net. There's a contact form. Or they can email us or call us or text us, either way.
Yeah. At worldescapetravel.net, if you go there, there's a line in there, love is travel. I love that. That is such a good line, you guys. That's a great tagline. I really do dig that. That's perfect. And it's true. It's very true. Milton, Christine, thank you very much for joining us today. Really do appreciate the time.
Thanks for having us.
I do apologize. You guys did a good job, so that means you're going to have to come back. I'm sorry for that, but you're going to have to come back sometime, though, okay?
We'll be back sometime.
Well, I'd love to have you guys, what I'd like to really start doing, especially with our new businesses, have you guys come back a year from now, and let's talk, and let's see how things are going and everything. All right, sound like a plan? I'll meet you back here a year from now, okay?
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you both again for the time. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 23 this afternoon, under overcast skies, southwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Teen tonight, overcast. Tomorrow, high of 37. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 5 above.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. James and Melissa with you. Hope you're having a great one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Want to send a big shout out to Milton and Christine Ellison for joining us from World Escape Travel. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I am. I already warned them that I'm going to be reaching out about making plans.
Planning your trip to Italy?
Yeah, yeah. Got to get there. Got to get to the mother country. Got to get there.
Awesome. Awesome that they can also offer help with getting passports.
See, this is the thing that I really enjoyed about researching, looking into their company and everything. They offer a lot of different things that I don't see from most travel businesses. I think that's pretty unique and pretty cool about it.
Train trips and cruises. I mean, they've got it all.
Oh, have you ever traveled by train?
Yes.
God, it's so great.
It's fun. I went out to Washington on a train trip once.
Oh, I'm not often. I don't feel spites of jealousy very often. Yeah. I just did right there. I don't know why, but I was like, oh, darn it. That's cool. That is that's a fun trip.
It was interesting.
I bet. We'll talk more about that off air one day because I want to hear more about that trip. Let's get into some entertainment news. And unfortunately, we start off on a sore note. There won't be any new late shows this week because Stephen Colbert suffered a ruptured appendix over Thanksgiving.
Oh, no.
He issued a statement saying, quote, sorry to say that I have to cancel our shows this week. I'm sure you're thinking turkey overdose, Stephen. Gravy boat capsize. Actually, I'm recovering from surgery for a ruptured appendix. I'm grateful to my doctors for their care and to Evie and the kids for putting up with me. His wife, of course, yeah. Evie. Going forward, all emails to my appendix will be handled by my pancreas.
Nice. Well played.
Huge fan. Huge fan of Mr. Colbert. Nicely done. Get well soon, sir. Get well soon.
Yes, indeed.
One of the, I think, cooler things about celebrities and just people, really actually people in general. I only add it to celebrities because they are technically people. but I think the arc of a person's career or their life can be so unique. You start here, you end up here. And I think of this often with actors because so many different people fall into the acting world. You have a lot of models that become actors, singers, and dancers that become, you know, actors, and wrestlers. A big thing has been wrestling since really, really even going far back, way before Hulk Hogan. There was wrestlers showing up on TV shows and
Andre the Giant and The Princess Bride.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a lot of great examples of this. It's become much more common now as a lot of wrestlers are seeing, hey, do I want to kill myself on the road 360 days a year and take injuries and beat up? Because whether you believe in wrestling or not, the injuries are real.
If you look at what they do, you gotta imagine that there are injuries sometimes.
And you got somebody who is good on a microphone and is also has a physically fit body and, you know, good at what they're doing or something like that, then shoot. I mean, you know, why not take a chance and see if you can get into the acting world? You never know. You may end up becoming a superhero like Dave Bautista did. Dave Bautista just kind of wrapped up with the latest Guardians of the Galaxy movie, his run with playing Drax, the Destroyer. Did a great job with that role. Changed the trajectory of his whole career. He was going to be a muscle-bound, you know, guy for his whole career, pretty much. He gets that role, and all of a sudden people are like, wait a minute, he's got comedic timing. He's funny. He can do drama. He's got it all. And so he starts working with like Jodie Foster and actors like this and becoming even better of an actor. And nice. Has really embraced the public eye and being out there. Somebody who was traditionally very shy when he started in wrestling, he was not on the microphone very often. He wasn't the guy that would talk much. Now to see where he is, it's beautiful. I think it's really cool to see how he's not only embraced all this, but how he's grown as a human being. And in part also because of things like this, because Dave Bautista, he himself has 4 pit bull rescues. And since today is Giving Tuesday, he'd like you to open your home to rescue an animal too. He's teaming up with the ASPCA to encourage pet adoption. He says, quote, after becoming so connected with my dogs, I started to be more aware of how many dogs are just waiting for someone to give them good, loving homes. You get so much in return when you adopt a pet. I'm going to preach for adoption for the rest of my life.
These
are the reasons why I tell people when you tell athletes, when you tell celebrities, shut up and dribble. We don't want to hear your opinions. We don't want to hear your thoughts. Just do your job. This is why I.
For us.
First off, that's un-American. That's one of the most un-American things you can state, in my opinion. That is the exact opposite of what our country is built on. Regardless of your celebrity status or what you do for a living, your opinion is not affected by that.
Right.
Imagine if we said, oh, I'm sorry, you only make this much a year. Your opinion doesn't matter. Like, which is a little bit of how it is some ways, but I digress.
Well, and in some ways what they're trying to do.
Yes, exactly.
Voting rights and access to voting.
It's something to be aware of, something to think about when it comes to this subject. But the adoption end of this is incredibly important. And it's pretty cool when we see people like this taking their status and doing something good with it like this.
Yeah. And as we know well, our listeners should know well from, you know, Madison Rafter's on almost every week telling us the shelters are full.
Yeah.
We have an excess of animals that need homes. And I can speak personally that shelter pets make wonderful home companions. Our Kevin the cat is doing quite well. Today he was being a little brat and trying to knock everything off the shelves. But, you know, I mean, he's just being a cat.
Kevin, that's I'm glad this came up because that's on me. So Kevin and I have been emailing lately, and I was giving him show notes, and he was supposed to do that later in the show. That was on me. Yeah. I changed things up, improv'd and everything. It was my fault.
He was playing music this morning during the morning show over on WIRI.
Get yourself
he took up the wind chime.
Get
as an instrument.
Get yourself a new furry friend, a new forever friend, a new best friend. Visit our friends over at the Southland County Humane Society, SWCHS.com, SWCHS.com. Encourage you to connect with them on Facebook or visit them. You know, give them a call if you want at 715-423-0505, 423-0505. They are located at 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. And be sure to join us every Thursday in this time slot right here for our Pet of the Week. Mm-hmm. Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show. Okay. Call back. 424-2600. Feel free to call back. 424-2600. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, we would.
And we wrap up with Spinal Tap.
Oh.
A sequel to 1984's This Is Spinal Tap was announced last year, and now there's finally been an update.
Okay.
Director Rob Reiner says filming will begin at the end of February. It was initially supposed to come out in March for the original 40th year anniversary, but that's unlikely because of the strikes that happened. But Reiner did reveal some surprise guests who will be in This Is Spinal Tap. Just a couple of, up and coming artists. Paul McCartney, Elton John, and Garth Brooks. Nice. He also confirmed that everyone's back, which includes himself as filmmaker Marty, Christopher Guest, Michael McKean, Harry Shearer, as Spinal Tap's members, Nigel, David, and Derek. A new release date has not been announced yet, but they will start filming in February. I actually could have told you about this because, all right, this is just between you and I, okay, Melissa?
Okay, I won't tell anybody.
I have an audition for this.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Cool. So I got to be honest. First off, I'm just happy to audition. I will audition for anything right now. I have no preferences on that. I just want to work. I'm begging to work. I miss working. I miss acting. I miss entertaining. I'm very, very spoiled that I get to do a job like this. But I miss my passion. I miss acting. I am excited. When you get to like an audition like this one, like Rob Reiner will be in the audition.
Oh, cool.
So even if I don't get the part, even if I don't get a callback, I get to meet Rob Reiner. I'm so excited. I'm very excited about this. I'm just happy to be auditioning. I mean, I'll be honest with you. The young me would be so furious with me right now because I'm just so happy to get an audition. I'm not even like, I want the part and everything. But, sometimes the journey is just as much fun. Not the exact opposite of how I normally approach these things. That's how bad. And I'm not alone. I've talked to a lot of other actors that are in my kind of realm, if you will. There's A-list, B-list, and then there's like us in the Q section, like way down the line. Just hungry to work. So many people that are in this position are doing this because they want to entertain you. Because that's our passion. That's our calling. Having our name above a title or having 15 seconds of fame or being interviewed on a talk show or any of these things, it's all nonsense. It's all white noise. Just love to act. Love to entertain. And there's a lot of people hungry to get to work for you. Yeah. Wrapping up our entertainment section with What the Muppet.
It is a Monday.
Yesterday. Yesterday was my Monday.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Yeah, I threw
it. Right. You know what? It all runs together for me.
Well, it's my fault. We usually talk about it on Mondays. I wanted to change things up a little bit and just bring some attention to it on a Tuesday. So that's my fault. I changed it up on you. But this is a wonderful podcast that my oldest daughter, Bria, and I do. Just two Muppet heads that dive into a different character. Every episode, we do this randomly. We pull a Muppet out of a hat, and whatever Muppet we grab, we put them in different situations and just talk about that Muppet in general and have some fun. It's a light, fun way to kind of just have some fun on the Monday or any day you like listening to podcasts.
And who doesn't like Muppets?
Mm. It's a fun time. We encourage you to check it out wherever you get your podcasts. Just type in What the Muppet. And if you're interested in the video version, we have a YouTube page. Go to YouTube, type in there What the Muppet, and subscribe. We greatly appreciate all the people that already have. And I'm just blown away that more than one person likes this. I think it's just cool. We appreciate you all there. Thanks so much. Because I know a lot of you listeners have helped us spread the word about the show. So thank you so much about that. Nice. We are going to get to some state and local news. Melissa's got us covered coming up during the break. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimel plans to run for state Supreme Court in 2025. Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's term is coming up, and she said she plans to run again. Just like earlier this year, the 2025 race is expected to determine the court's ideological majority. Schimel was the state's Republican Attorney General from 2015 to 2019. Bradley has served 3 terms on the high court. While you were relaxing over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, Wisconsin state troopers were busy. The state patrol says it issued about 600 speeding tickets and responded to 128 crashes between Wednesday and Sunday. State troopers gave out 591 speeding tickets and arrested 18 impaired drivers. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what...
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin schoolchildren are a step closer to having locally produced beef served at lunchtime. The Wisconsin Beef Council created a beef resource guide to enable school nutrition staff to easily use fresh beef from local producers. This came about during the COVID-19 pandemic when schools were having difficulty procuring USDA commodity beef products. The Beef Council created the guide to assist school food service staff utilize fresh beef instead of pre-cooked. Schools are required to meet certain nutritional guidelines as well as serving amounts. The guide makes it easier. Several school districts around Madison and Milwaukee are already using local beef. The Beef Council hopes their guide will help other schools across the state utilize beef grown in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Rapids Community Choir presents their holiday concert. Celebrate the season on Saturday, December 2nd. They'll perform at the First Congregational Church in Wisconsin Rapids. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 23 this afternoon, under overcast skies, southwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Teen tonight, overcast. Tomorrow, high of 37. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 5 above.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you on a Tuesday morning. Hope it's treating you good and you're staying warm out there.
Oh, yeah.
If you're listening to us in a warm state, we're not jealous of you at all.
No, not a bit.
Say appreciate to our listeners all across the land. I got a question for you. What is better for the environment, cutting down trees or plastic? In a new poll, people were asked what kind of Christmas tree they prefer, and 48% said they'd prefer artificial, 40% said real, and 13% were not sure.
Okay.
Is it really that complicated? Just answer yes. Men and younger adults tend to prefer real trees. I apologize.
Tend to prefer real trees. Okay.
But why do you prefer the kind of tree you do? Maybe having a real tree smells nicer. Maybe a fake tree is easier or more convenient. They didn't ask about those things, but they did ask about price and sustainability.
Okay.
When asked which kind of tree is more affordable, 63% said artificial trees last long enough to be a better value, while 19% claim real trees are cheaper.
Well, I guess if you get rid of your artificial tree every year, which is dumb.
Yeah. When asked which choice is better for the environment, 47% said fake reusable trees are better because you don't waste trees, while 33% said real trees are better because it cuts down on plastics. 19% are not sure.
I'm okay with that. Those people not being sure because they haven't done the research.
Agreed. Yeah, and I would rather you be honest than you know, just phone it in, than just lie about it and everything. But let's get down to the science of this, which is actually better for the environment. That's what I want to know. I think polls are interesting, and I certainly care about what people think, but I want to know, you know, what's the actual answer here? And there isn't one. We don't really have one. I've looked at a number of different sources, and we've seen some couple of things different. You know, I would say that for the most part, people lean towards fake plastic trees being better for the environment only because of the use of them. But then you will see on the counter of that that the plastic created to make them, you know, affects our environment. For every tree
they do eventually get thrown away.
Right. When we do cut down trees, it isn't as if we just cut them down and that's the end of the story. For every tree you cut down, you know, all of our foresters will tell you out there, and all of our great listeners that run, you know, Christmas tree companies and our businesses, if you will tell you they cut a tree down and plant two more. So you can, I think you can, you know, and again, this is not me, this is more the articles and the science that I've read about this. There is an argument to be made that for every tree cut down, two more being put, so it's actually even better for the environment to buy real trees.
There's an argument there, sure.
This all comes down to your, I think, not only your personal feelings and opinions, but your zip code, you know, where you're at. Right. How much it affects your, how much it affects the environment and everything. This is also a great opportunity for you to find out about businesses in your area and how they are impacting your area. Are they helping the environment or are they affecting the environment and they're a couple days away from being sued by the FDA?
Yeah. Well, and there's a lot. We do have local Christmas tree farms that you can go and cut your own down. One trend that has that I noticed, and this is a couple of years ago, was the ability to rent a live tree.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
That then gets put back in the ground. It's now I just found a company in California that's doing it. Obviously, that doesn't help us here. but I would love to see this trend continue to grow, literally.
Nice.
Because I think that's an awesome thing. You know, you can rent a live tree. They deliver it. You have it for the season. They come pick it up when you're done with it, and then they put it back in the ground. This company I was just reading briefly, once the trees get too big to rent out, then they plant them in the ground and allow them to continue growing. And I think that's really cool.
It's one of the cooler ideas I've ever heard of, to be honest with you. I think that's a fantastic idea. It's really amazing. Yeah. That's pretty darn
cool.
But
our local, you know, tree farms that grow, because they do, like you said, plant more trees. And then there's more trees in the ground. And the trees that we do use, there are places that you can donate them. I know that the Wildwood Zoo in Marshfield takes old Christmas trees and they use them for their animals. Of course, they have to be free of all, you know, anything artificial.
And it's not a bad idea to research these companies and these businesses before you, you know, spend your money there. It's not... If you're ever asking a question, they're hesitant to answer, that gives you your answer. that tells you right there that there's something there. I wanted to talk about this because I find the survey interesting. Did I bring this up so that I could shoehorn another article? Maybe, possibly. But I do think it's important that we know, you learn and you research about companies, because you just don't know what is always going on behind the scenes. And in a 24-hour news cycle like we have, I feel ridiculous saying this, but a story that is being underreported, you can find out at thetrucker.com. Wisconsin trucking company settles with state over environmental issues. This came up just last week. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call announced a $100,000 settlement with Paul Bugger Trucking Inc. And the owner, Paul J. Bugger. They encourage people to read up about that and why they were why they have this fine and what they were doing to our state and our beautiful state that we have here, and how important it is to keep this state beautiful. You want people to keep coming here. You want those that tourism dollar. You got to give them something to come to. I don't think this is rocket science that we're talking about here. These businesses are looking at making a profit right now, this second, and lining their pocket. Look at the
expense of our state and our natural resources.
At the expense of our future. At the expense of all of our futures, our children's futures. This is way too important, and it's bigger than any of us to just let it just kind of be a news article that comes and goes. We got to pay attention to what these businesses and these companies are doing. Are you tired of hearing about PFAS? How many people are tired of hearing about PFAS? You want that conversation to stop? Start caring about what these companies are doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and clean water is, you know, important.
It seems like it would be something that would be incredibly vital to a community. I'm just throwing that out there. Maybe I need to do a little more research on how important water is to a community. Maybe I should do that before I throw a statement like that out there. But I feel like it's pretty important to a community. Encourage you to look up that article, thetrucker.com. You can find more, or you just throw into your search engine, Wisconsin Trucking Company settles state over environmental issues. You should be able to find it. Mm-hmm. Taking a break, coming back, talking about silly criminals and some other fun stuff we got coming up for you right here. And a little bit later, we're going to talk about a great event that we're going to be live and direct at tonight.
Yeah.
Looking forward to talking about Lights of Love with you, Melissa, in just a little bit on The Morning Show at WFHR.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
While there are many unexpected factors that can affect the next growing season, farmers have grown to expect the expected with Rank Seed. Our consistent top-end yields come from strict quality control, trusted technology, and local dealers invested in your success. Rank Seed has been a family-owned and operated business since 1846. More than 175 years later, we still have the highest performing genetics on the market in all environments. Expect the expected with Rank Seed.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay, smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 23 this afternoon under overcast skies, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Teen tonight, overcast. Tomorrow, high of 37. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 5 above.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Let's get into an interesting one right here, Melissa. The top tickets we'd splurge on. Dream scenario. Would you rather see your favorite artist in concert or go see your favorite team play in a Super Bowl or go to, maybe just a visit a destination necessarily. Not so much maybe a plan, but a destination, something like that. We were talking earlier with some new chamber members, our friends Milton and Christine Ellison from World Escape Travel, about traveling. So I thought this would be a fun one to dive into.
Perfect. Perfect article.
Yeah. So right out the gate, Melissa, dream concert. Do you? How about that? Do you have somebody that you've always wanted to see in concert?
Well, probably if I gave it some thought.
Yeah. But you haven't. Okay. No, that answers. Yeah. I think if you don't have an answer right away, that's okay. That answers it. It's not something you've probably thought more about destinations.
If I'm going to go to something live, it'll probably be theater over a concert.
I'm the same way. That's the same. I've been to a lot of concerts in my day. I haven't been to a lot of Broadway or a lot of big name shows. I'd kind of like to do a little more of that. Someone polled 2,000 Americans, and favorite artist was the top pick as far as a dream scenario of this, a dream ticket, if you will. They asked people to name the top events they'd splurge on, and more than $300 a ticket, basically. And here are the top five. Your favorite artist in concert, 76% of us would do that. Your favorite team in the Super Bowl, 64% of us would do that one. A little bit lower number for the NBA Finals, but that comes in at number 3 with 47%. So we see sports still being in the top 5 here for biggest things you can do, that dream ticket, if you will.
Okay.
Taylor Swift comes in at number 4 with 36%.
Not bad.
And Coachella comes in next with 35%. Around a third of us would also splurge to go see Beyonce, Metallica, or Madonna. The poll found the average ticket buyer has gone to 4 concerts in the past year. Gen Z goes to most events overall.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So, interesting. Interesting. I think this is this article is that much more interesting because of the things we've talked about, both with Ticketmaster and with the rise of how much tickets cost.
Yes. Because it is expensive to go to a show if you want, a prime seat. We'll say.
Yeah. Well, and people nowadays, we've been talking about this, quite a bit over the last couple of weeks as we are getting into holiday season and people spending money. People are more and more smart about their being more and more smart about their money. And when it comes to, hey, this would be a great event. This would be something that I could talk about the rest of my life. It sounds really fun. Wait a minute, $300. You know what? I'm going to go to an open mic night. I'll go check out some karaoke.
There's a local band playing down at Holly Rocks tonight. I think I'll go check them out.
Seems like I am more in my price range.
And then maybe, make a donation to the food pantry.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It speaks to, if we're going to do this, okay, but it's got to be my favorite artist, or it's got to be, one of the biggest events in the world, like the Super Bowl, the NBA Finals, or somebody like a Taylor Swift or a Beyonce, one of these big, big names that I think, I've heard this from Taylor Swift fans that I've worked with and that I talked to about it, because I wanted to understand a little bit of this sensation that's going on with her. I get a part of it. We've seen this before with artists, but I don't think we've seen it at a level where people, Madonna released movies before, concert footage, things like that. We've never seen it where the box office is she's setting a pedigree. She's setting a bar for live concert footage and films and everything, and those being released in movie theaters. Another thing that people aren't necessarily going to unless they really want to see a movie, they're not willing to spend the money they used to. Combining those worlds benefits both those parties, so you're going to see a lot more of that.
Yeah, and as long as people understand what they're going to see, I think that that'll be successful.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see how that goes. The other part of this too is events getting a little bit more bang for your buck. Maybe you don't want to, you don't go and see one artist, but you go and see like 20.
Mm. Yeah. So some of the festivals or
Coachella and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the biggest thing, and actually was talking about this with Christine a little bit off air, the biggest thing that is getting people to travel or to go to an event is I want a life experience. I want to create a memory. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to spend money if you tell me I'm going to have a memory from this moment, from this event. I don't want to just do something. I want something that I can, that'll last the rest of my life, in essence, in my memories and moment that I'll enjoy.
Well, and for some of us, the cost of taking a trip or going somewhere or even traveling to see an event like this, because obviously if you're going to go see Taylor Swift, it's not going to happen in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
More than likely. I don't know if she has any concerts here, but you know, that's an investment. And
right.
Yeah, you want the bang for your buck.
Mm-hmm. Wrapping up the segment, for over a decade, anyone on an Android has had to deal with several issues when texting people on iPhones. Photos and videos come through blurry, iMessage reactions like haha and hearing something through come through as a text in group chats, and all these kind of things. Apple just announced they're planning an update next year that won't fix all of those things, but will fix the majority of them. Photos and videos from Androids will be higher quality. You'll be able to see when a person is typing, just like when someone is using an iPhone. And one person with an Android won't completely mess up a group chat or anything, you know, with the green bubble and all that stuff. One thing that probably won't change is that green bubble, though. An industry expert says blue text bubbles are a, quote, badge of the Apple tribe, so they're not going to change that anytime soon. And it's not clear when the software update is coming. Apple does updates all the time, so this could happen any day. But they are predicting it happening later this year.
They're a very proprietary business, and you know, if you don't have their equipment, then I don't know, you're subpar.
right. For people that don't care about the subject, I'll tell you one thing that this does show you and tell you without if you read between the lines, Apple ain't doing that good. Their stockholders will tell you about this. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. If they are bending the knee, they aren't doing it because they want to, for goodwill. They're not doing this because
not everybody is jumping on the Apple bandwagon.
Yeah, yeah. And they have seen a decline in sales in all of their products. Their entertainment industry division is like just hemorrhaging money.
Especially if they're getting rid of, you know, some of the prime people that you want to see on there, like Jon Stewart.
Right. I don't know if anybody else heard about this. I've got to shoehorn this in real quick. The bomb that is the Napoleon movie.
No.
That movie cost close to $400 million to make. They've got to make about $200 million back to just break even on that movie.
Yikes.
They have grossed $33 million worldwide.
Ugh.
And they ain't making much more. They're not doubling that. The best chance a movie has is its first week. If it doesn't do gangbusters in its first week, good luck. Good luck with that.
It's not gonna. Yeah.
It's
no Princess Bride. It's not going to become a cult classic.
No, it's not. Just throwing away money, just basically.
I mean, maybe cast a Frenchman in the part of Napoleon and you might have done better.
Possibly. We'll take a quick commercial break, come back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. No. I've never been on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on like dozens. Oh my gosh.
We gotta do it.
I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the,
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. 23 this afternoon under cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles per hour. Teen tonight, overcast, partly cloudy, tomorrow 37. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 9 above.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a great day out there. Little Soundgarden to play us in here and get us to a That Ain't Right story. Some beer thieves are just cruel and jerks, and some can kind of chill with you after being cornered, at least.
Okay.
A man in Oklahoma wanted to buy a beer early Sunday morning, but he didn't want to pay for it. So he went into a convenience store, used a pipe to smash the doors of two coolers, stole beer, and drove off in a Land Rover. The employees called the cops, but he got away. A few hours later, this gentleman crashed his Land Rover through the front of a grocery store. It's unclear if the accident was intentional, was it him drinking or whatever. It doesn't matter. He did this, and he realized he was done for, either way. So he cracked open a beer and chatted with a few of the witnesses while the police were on their way.
Might as well enjoy my last few minutes of freedom.
When they got there, they arrested Jose for felony vandalism, larceny, and along with other pending charges. Clearly, the That Ain't Right part of this story is this guy acting a fool and doing all these things.
Yeah.
But I'm also the person who just last week and has been complaining since the dawn of these things that, you know, the people that run away and how foolish that is. And you're only taking a chance of hurting others or yourself.
Yeah. You know, good on this guy, at least for not running.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I can't say that out of one corner of my mouth and the other corner of my mouth make fun of this guy. I mean, you know, it is kind of funny,
well,
but I'm glad.
You can do a little bit of both.
You gotta, right? I mean, it's ridiculous. At the same time, he at least didn't, you know, try to create some high-speed chase that he could never win and maybe chance to hurting himself or somebody else. So, I mean, you know.
I have one follow-up question. Was the beer cooler locked in the first store?
Yeah, good question. Very good question.
If there were employees there, you would think you'd just open it and take the beer and walk out.
Yeah, but yeah.
Skip the smashing part.
Yeah, the breaking, that was unnecessary. It seems unnecessary. We need a palate cleanser. Let's get to it. And we've got a great one coming up in our first edition of Midday Magazine today. Be sure to join us from 3 to 4. Part 1, Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Talk a little bit with our friends at the Chamber. And in part 2, Amy Scheid, Administrative Development and Volunteer Coordinator with the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center, will be joining us.
Oh, nice. Good. Love some good information there.
Yeah, love being able to talk with our Family Center any chance we get. Of course, a little bit later on our radio dial tonight at 7:05, we've got the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Be sure to check that out. And just an FYI, high school hockey on WXCO, 12:30 Madison. Be sure to check that, 12:30 a.m. Bull Falls Radio, everybody. It's going on tonight at 6:45. Our pregame will start out with Wausau West at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. Roll Raiders. A little biased on that one, but, you know, check it out. Chad Holmes is at the game tonight, so you happen to be there. Say hi to our friend Chad Holmes.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a good game.
And you can catch this game, again, on WXCO, which you can find on the Civic Media app. Go ahead and download the Civic Media app or go to civicmedia.us, and you can stream us from your laptop.
Your mobile.
Yeah. Either way, go ahead and get on that, and be sure to check out some great high school hockey tonight. I know I'll be tuning into that a little bit. I got a lot of hockey. It's a puck night, Melissa. We got the hockey high school, and then the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. It's gonna be fun.
Gotta get all your hockey in,
and get in what you can before our great event kicks off tonight, and you show up to that. We're gonna be at Lights of Love with the Spires Riverview Foundation tonight.
Yes, we are. I will be there live and direct from Spires Riverview Hospital. We're in the former location where it was before, between the hospital and the expressway. At the end of the parking lot there. We'll start the broadcast at 4:15, and we're going to, I'm going to be interviewing a bunch of people. I've got the sixth graders from Rams are giving, there's an essay contest on giving in the community. We've also got the third to fifth graders are going to sing for us.
Ooh, that's
from cool. Grove School. And then just a bunch of interviews with people from Aspirus, and then of course the tree lighting. The event starts at 5:30, and we've got, you know, a whole program planned out for you. You can join us outside, bundle up, or listen in your car in the parking lot.
Yeah, be sure to tune in tonight for that. And again, this is Giving Tuesday. Remember what Lights of Love is all about. You purchase a light to honor somebody you love. That money goes back into the community, and the proceeds support initiatives like top health needs, substance abuse, behavioral mental health, food systems, cancer. Just does an amazing job with this event to raise funds for so many of our people in our situations in need in this area.
Mm-hmm. And a shout out to Lisa Skiba for organizing all of this and working with me on this. It's been great. And Ashley too, of course.
Yeah. Lisa's amazing. Lisa's so good at what she does. Big shout out to Lisa there. And find out more and purchase the Lights of Love at Aspirus.org. That is Aspirus.org. Melissa, stay warm and have a great time tonight, okay?
Thanks. I will. See you later.
See you soon. And a big shout out again to Milton and Christine Ellison.